Tribal organizations in Southeast Alaska are helping Native veterans claim 160 acres of federal land, and the Skagway Assembly is again poised to make a decision on the Tidelands lease appraisal. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. The stories are up next. Congress passed a law in March that gives Alaska Native veterans of the Vietnam War another chance to claim 160 acres of federal land. The Bureau of Land Management is still working out which lands are available and how they can be claimed. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, tribal organizations in Southeast Alaska are already working to help eligible veterans take advantage of this opportunity.
Ralph Strong is an Alaska Native veteran from Klukwan. He says that the issue of land allotments for Alaska Native veterans goes all the way back to the purchase of Alaska by U.S. Secretary of State William Seward. Strong says there was no communication between Washington, D.C. and Alaska Natives.
Who was to deny him? The Native people didn't know what was going on. There was no newspapers, there were no radio stations to announce what was going on. You know, it all happened in Washington, D.C. And so by 1906, Congress decided that they needed to do something for the Alaska Native people.
That's when Congress passed the Alaska Native Allotment Act, which allowed Alaska Natives to acquire 160 acres of land. Some Alaska Natives were able to secure tracts of land through that law, but Strong says it was not well known.
It was well known to our ancestors because it became a law in 1906. The later generations, like myself, was not even aware that that was available.
The allotment program ended in 1971 with the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Applications for allotments increased in the years leading up to the settlement, but Alaska Natives serving in the military were left out.
Because they were in service during the last years of the Allotment Act, they were not notified. So the people that were in service at the time, they were not given a chance to exercise their right before it was extinguished.
Since then, many Alaska Natives have been working to give veterans another chance to apply for allotments. Desiree Duncan is the lands manager for the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. She says that some Alaska Native veterans were allowed to apply for land in 1998. However, that opportunity excluded residents of Southeast Alaska.
And that was due to the service dates and also the available land.
The new law passed in March was drafted to include more Native veterans. Now those who served between 1964 and 1971 are eligible to apply for an allotment. Strong estimates that there are around 30 Alaska Native veterans in Haines who may be eligible to apply for an allotment, but he isn't one of them.
Because I was already out in 62. Like I say, I have a grievance.
He says because it is now law, at this point it is up to him to ask for an amendment once the allotment application process is set up. Duncan says that the Department of the Interior is still trying to determine which federal lands will be available for selection. Right now, the Department of Veterans Affairs is collecting veterans' information so they will be prepared to apply when the time comes.
They're just encouraging everyone to contact either the BIA or their tribe and give them their address and phone number, email address, so that we can keep them informed.
Last week, Duncan gave a presentation on the allotment process at the Chilkoot Indian Association in Haines. She says one of the biggest concerns that veterans have is the length of time to set up and process the applications.
And their concern is, you know, what if they pass away between that time? And so now, you know, we're encouraging them to do wills. Deceased veterans are eligible to apply if they meet the eligibility. So their personal representative can apply for them, and then their heirs will receive the allotment.
Duncan says that Tlingit and Haida will hold a will drive this summer to help veterans to set up wills. The Bureau of Land Management must finalize rules for the allotment process and begin accepting applications by September 2020. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Skagway Borough Assembly will meet Thursday evening to decide what route to take with the Tidelands lease and to adopt the FY20 budget. The municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, the leaseholder, are at something of a stalemate. They're divided over the adoption of an appraisal that would raise the rent 700% for the railroad. At the last meeting, the assembly postponed the decision. Instead, they renewed their request to White Pass to agree to a third appraisal. KHNS met with interim borough manager Stan Selmer to talk about the important items on this week's agenda.
I think the biggest item on the agenda is, at this time of year, is always the approval of the fiscal year budget. And we met as an assembly of the whole to go through the budget one more time, and then they will have a third reading and adoption of the budget at this meeting.
So what are the big challenges and opportunities that you see for Skagway this year going into FY20?
Well, the challenges are to get some sort of resolution to the sewage treatment plant. Obviously, we're in, I guess we'll call it, some sort of stalemate right now about the lease payment from White Pass. It'd be nice to get that over with so we can concentrate on other things. It's actually, the ball is in White Pass's court, if you will. We resent them a letter asking them to support the Integra lease by today. And thus far, we've not received anything from them. However, I expect that we will hear something from them today, whether it's in writing, whether it's by phone call. Yeah, that's where we are. We don't have a resolution to it. The assembly has not voted to accept the Integra lease themselves. You know, certainly the motion was to do that, and the motion was set aside until we could do this one more attempt with getting White Pass to some point of agreement.
That was Skagway's interim borough manager, Stan Selmer. The Skagway Assembly meeting will take place at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers at City Hall. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us.